Good morning. Welcome to the Sprinkles of Sped podcast. I'm Allison Brumley. Special education support coaches are here together with
Ann Gleason,
Caitlin Lee.
and our special guest today is Dr. Dustin Springer. Welcome, Dr. Springer.
Good morning. Thank you for inviting me.
We are so excited to have you. Today we are going to be talking about what is an LEA and what they do, and I feel like we have a billion acronyms in SPED. It just SPED is not, you know. So let's just start with, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself?
This is my 27th year in education, my fourth in Baser. Prior to taking on the role here at Greyhawk, I w have taught pre-K at the Kansas School for the Blind, taught kindergarten in the Center School District, first grade for, gosh, forever, like 11, 12 years in Blue Valley before moving up to teach fifth grade. And then became an instructional coach and community school liaison in the Shawnee Mission School District. And it was there that I made the decision to move into administration and, some different experiences in Shawnee Mission before landing here. And I also teach at Butler University. I'm part of the staff there teaching in the Applied Educational Neuroscience Certification Program. So it's very busy educational things going on for me. So,
Wow. Thank you for giving us some time. You have quite the credentials. We are so
very,
excited to talk to you.
thank you very much.
This is awesome. So we're going to establish a little vocabulary first. With LEA stands for Local Educational Agency. So when we say you're the LEA, you're actually the LEA representative. You're not an agency. You're the representative of the local educational agency. So just for listeners who are not familiar with what LEA stands for. So, what is the LEA in the context of the special education team?
So I think, when I think about, the role that I play, it's really about ensuring that our team is in compliance with state and federal laws, working to bring our teams together and kind of going through and overseeing the process of getting IEPs taken care of for our students with disabilities. Also just making sure that we have all the resources that we need to best serve our kids. There's a whole lot more, but I think in general, I think that is it's kind of an umbrella thing to just be a person that's a part of the team serving our children.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I think it feels like that is a huge job. Yes. And
It.
also, it's like the job that sped teachers don't think about as much.
That is why I don't feel comfortable when I have some sped teams ask me if like an LEA is not available for me to be an LEA, just because I don't know, I feel like it's a lot of pressure.
Yeah, and we don't know the resources that each building has, and but I'm with you. I don't mind doing it. Like if it's a nobody else can do it and they need someone that's got some sped experience. But yeah, I mean, I prefer to have our administrators like Dustin or even our, Jennifer, Chris, and Melanie, because they have a better, I think, command. Like Dustin, you were saying, really making sure that the team is compliance with the state and federal laws and some of that kind of stuff. And while we as coaches know some of that, we know it in a different realm than you as administrators do.
Well, and
So,
I think with the responsibility comes the accountability.
yes.
And so, Dustin, you could probably speak to that more too. But as the LEA, I mean, it kind of comes down to you, right?
Right. Yeah. I mean, that's something that, I tell our team sometimes if, we're trying to go through, to problem solve some different issues, and, at the end of the day, the buck stops with me as the LEA. So, as long as we're remaining focused on what's best for our kids, I can answer to any other issue that can come up because that's going to be the default. I'm always going to ask myself, is this what's in the best interest of kids? And sometimes, we might have disagreements as a team and we work through that. But ultimately, we're serving our children and we're ser our students and we're serving our parents. And I they're the ones that are going to hold me accountable as the LEA. So as long as I can remain focused, kid focused, then that I can live with any decision we make at the end of the day.
That's exactly how it should be. I mean, and for any of us working in schools, it should be focused on the kids.
Absolutely.
So I love that. I love that.
So, Dustin, I'm going to shift gears just slightly. When we think about our general education teachers, how do you maybe explain or help them understand what your role is as the LEA? So maybe you have to say no to something that they really believe in for this particular special education student at this moment in time for whatever reason. How do you kind of help our gen ed teachers understand the whys and all of that?
Yeah, that's a great question. I don't know that I necessarily do anything intentionally in regards to working with our gen ed teachers. I'm fortunate enough to be a part of an amazing team at Greyhawk, and everyone brings their expertise to the table. I don't know all of the answers, but I can turn to our teammates in order to get those answers and get the most appropriate answers. But again, buck stops with me. I think sometimes I feel more like my role, and as you said, like, yes, there are going to be things that I'm going to have to explain. And again, our team does a great job doing this. If our gen ed teachers want something or believe strongly that they've got the data to support X, Y, and Z, but at the end of the day, we have to have conversations on what is most appropriate, what resources do we have that we can allocate to that child's individual needs. And it can be a difficult position because, again, I've always said this about our teachers and our staff at Greyhawk. Everyone always remains so student focused. Everyone's just in this to do what's best for our kids. And sometimes what we think is best, we may not have the data to support that, or we just have to have more conversations around it. I think sometimes I feel more like my role is, or can be, more of that role where it's a cheerleader. Like, we have to celebrate and acknowledge the incredible work that our teams are doing to serve our kids. So I don't know if that necessarily answers your question. It's such Education right now is hard, and it's
Oh
hard. It's hard for our special education staff. It's hard for our support staff. It's hard for our gen ed teachers.
my
And
God.
so we just have to do, I think my role as LEA, as principal, as just a member of our team, is just acknowledging the hard work that they're doing and making sure that they know that I'm always going to be there to support them, and that we can have open, honest conversations with one another, again, as long as we're remaining focused on what's best for our kids.
And I love that. And I think it definitely shows in your building that you, as the leader of that building, have set the tone. Like, we're student focused and we are going to celebrate those things. Like, I think you can feel that when you walk in your building.
I
Thank you
definitely
for
feel
that.
it.
I appreciate that.
Oh, I agree. And in fact, Dustin, kudos to you because when you first started, I remember I was on your interview committee. And one of the things that I was felt so strongly about you with your leadership is that you came in positive, you were very relationship focused, and I could see you as a leader in a building, building a team very much like you're talking about now, where you've got mutual respect and trust, and you can move mountains with that. And I think we see it as coaches when we're in your building. It's amazing, which then I'm going to circle back to as your role as LEA. Your ability as a building and a team to move mountains just absolutely is a positive impact on all kids and anybody that walks in your door.
Well, and I
So,
think it goes back to the LEA is where the buck ends, but they also set the tone with the team. And so, because it is so easy to fall into negativity, I think, in education right now, like that seems to be almost our default. And so being purposeful in setting the tone of no, we're going to do the right things. We're going to, and so not kind of allowing us to wallow in admiring the problem is huge, is huge. We
And
appreciate that.
I couldn't do that though without our team, as hard as things get. I think I do always try to remain positive, but they bring their positivity, they bring their energy, and it's amazing to see. I think, and you said it, I think, or maybe I don't know who, maybe it was Allison, about moving mountains. Like
That's
our
Anne.
team moves mountains, but they do it because of the trust they have for each other. If I don't know something, I have such a strong relationship with our school site, Bailey. I can turn to Bailey. I can turn to one of you. I can turn to Jennifer or Melanie. So it's not just about, me as the LEA. It's really about all of us and what we do for our kids.
Well, and I think that kind of speaks to like what is the LEA's role outside of IEPs? And what I hear you saying, and please correct me if I'm wrong, is that it's leading those strong teams every day in building the relationships and having good conversations about kids, and that it's not just the hour we spend in an IEP meeting.
No, it's far beyond that. Far beyond that.
Okay, so shifting gears again, sometimes we kind of touched on this a little bit. An LEA can't be at a meeting. So what do we do then?
Well, we always have to have an LEA there, but things are always going to come up. I can't just the other duties, just as an administrator for a building, there's always something coming up. But like I
Crisis.
said, the LEA always has to be. What's
Sorry.
that?
There's always a crisis. There's always something.
Always a fire to put out for sure. But like if I'm not available, again, I'll ask Bailey, our school psych, to step in. Anne has stepped in before. We've even had Jennifer or Melanie there. I've even participated from Zoom. I'll have some opportunities to speak on some of the other things that I'm doing in my life, and that we might have an IEP that'll come up. So I'll just zoom in for it if I need to. But the LEA always has to be there, so we always make sure that it's covered by somebody who can, again, make sure that they have the ability to represent the school and the district, and that they have an understanding of the resources and what can be allocated and given forth for the students to meet their needs.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So, Dustin, when we're kind of thinking about our special education case managers and related service providers, what maybe piece of advice would you like them to know, prior to meetings?
Like when they're working with parents or like developing an
Oh yeah.
IEP, if you're the LEA, what, like, if they could do these things?
I sound like a broken record, but I just want them to remain student focused.
I love it.
Everything we do is to help support our students. And so I think the most important thing to remember is, especially when we're working with parents, is that, the student is that's somebody's child. And we have a duty really to remain focused on their best interests. We're there to help support their needs, but we also need to make sure that we are remaining focused on their strengths, because they have so many more strengths than just these deficits that we're there to address. And I think it's just important that we make sure we remain focused on that. I think sometimes, even now, I mean, there are times when, our staff, or one of our related service providers, is presenting the data that they've collected to move forward and justify why we're going to do something. And I have to like ask in a gentle way to
I like
like,
that you say a gentle way.
can you like maybe slow down and explain that in a different way, because I don't understand it, and this is my field. This is where I've dedicated my life. And if I don't know exactly what you're saying in terms of, how you're interpreting your data, chances are our parents don't either. And so it's really important that, we're trying to avoid, I don't know, I just hate jargon from educational jargon. If I have one more acronym that I have to try to
Oh my
remember,
gosh.
I just can't. So
Yeah.
we just need to slow down and make sure that they understand the how and the why. And I guess the last thing would be just, and I know I said this already, but just understanding, trying to put themselves in the shoes of the parents that are there. They are the best advocate for their child. And, sometimes we can disagree, and maybe sometimes even things could get contentious. But at the end of the day, I think we need to make sure we're circling back to that is a parent who's advocating for their child. We're advocating for their child as well. And we just need to keep both perspectives at the forefront.
Absolutely. It makes me think. So you mentioned earlier, like being the cheerleader, keeping things positive and celebrating the wins. I feel like as coaches, that is a huge part of our job. I said for many years, we are the cheerleaders. We get sent out to sit with people and be like, hey, look at all, excuse me, look at all this great stuff you're doing. And yes, we can do this. Yes, it's hard, but look, let's do this one little piece and then come back. And that is very much our role. So I totally see it from that perspective. And actually, that's probably my favorite part of this job is
Oh,
getting
absolutely.
to sit with people and be like, oh my gosh, look what a great job you did. And then you can squeeze some of the, okay, maybe let's try it this way the next time. And I think that that's so important as we look to recruit and retain staff is knowing that everybody needs to be built up, like to feel confident.
Yeah, and I think Dustin too, your whole focus in your building about it's all about kids makes such a difference. There's simplicity in that. I think in our complex world of education, the simplicity is this is about the kids, period, full stop. And I think that clarity is great for teachers, it's great for parents, it's great for students all around too.
I think, and something that I've talked to teachers about as I've coached for lots of times, and I tried really hard to remember when I was a teacher, is that maybe I do 20 IEPs a year, but this parent who walks in and that kid gets one. They get one IEP a year. And so they deserve the very best that we have. And
Absolutely, yes.
it's not a formality. And I'm a paperwork nerd, I will admit that. I
I
think
like it too.
me too. Oh, sorry. I think that a really well-crafted IEP that is just like really it paints a picture for this child, like that's a beautiful thing for a parent to know. And so I think being the leader of a team who has kind of that perspective of let's put all this other stuff away and focus on this kid for this moment in time. I think that that's really special and it builds those relationships with parents. Then you have parents who trust you.
Yeah, very
Absolutely.
true.
Okay, so Dustin, then on the flip side of that, talking about parents that trust you, like what happens? How do you handle when there's a disagreement between a parent and then maybe your school? What is the LEA role in that?
Yeah, so I mean, I feel like a broken record, but we do a lot of coming together as a team to try to be proactive in our problem solving, and it'll be getting our team together. We'll consult with with Jennifer or Melanie to make sure that we're kind of on the right track. But it's really about coming together as a team. That team includes the parent, and really digging deeper into what it is that they're asking for, and try to be introspective on, is this an adult issue that we're butting heads? Is it really something that is maybe not, or maybe something that is just, it's just a different perspective, and we just don't understand the parent's perspective. And having, coming together to address that openly. If we don't have open communication, it obviously makes the process so much harder. But when we can really, like I said, be introspective and put put the child at the center of it and really remain focused on the child, then we can generally get any issues addressed. But, there are going to be times when we can't, and, maybe we have to move to mediation or something like that. And when that happens, I so far have tended to really lean on the expertise of table sec and, our coaches and directors and assistant directors to kind of help guide that process.
Awesome. I have found in at my experience as a teacher that lots of times when parents come in hot, and sometimes they do, they come in real hot, that they want to be heard. And usually for me in my experience is if I will stop and listen before I do anything else, then a lot of things can be resolved. If I
Absolutely.
parents want to be heard.
I feel like sometimes too, those parents didn't have a great experience with education themselves growing up. So
Yes.
that's,
There's a
I try
lot.
to put that like myself in their shoes too, in that aspect.
For some parents, coming to school is trauma. I mean that, that's a that's they have their own feelings and experiences. And for us, it's every day, and for them, it's hard. It's really hard.
Exactly. I think that's something that's kind of guided me through education because I did not have a positive relationship with the educators myself all through school. And when I made the decision to become an educator, it was something that I wanted kids to have a different experience than I did. And so I think I always kind of keep that in the back of my head when it comes to our parents too, just like you were saying that, they didn't have the best experience themselves in education. And so of course they bring that experience, that lived experience to the table with them. And it can manifest itself in, coming in hot, or just different, maybe, I don't want to say angry exchanges, but I think you're right. Just coming in hot is, that's a good way to say it. They come in hot, but you just kind of have to step back and like you said, Allison, just they want to be heard. And I think sometimes we can really diffuse situations by just keeping our mouths shut and actively listening to what they're saying. We don't have to agree with them. But again, we have to listen because they're part of our team, and we have to take into consideration what those things are and what our team, including them, comes together to do what's best for the kid.
Absolutely. I think one of the unique jobs of an LEA or an administrator in a building is that you also have teachers coming in hot.
Yes.
And a teacher, again, we're human. We need to be heard. And sometimes the
Absolutely.
answer at the end of that is not the answer we want.
Right.
And
Right.
that's hard. That's hard, but I think you put stuff in the bank, all of those, good relationships and positive things, so that when it comes to a hard time, it's not impossible to get through.
And the clarity of the focus of students, period, is huge too.
Absolutely.
Well, that kind of sums up our specific questions we have. Is there anything else you would like to share?
Let's put you on the spot. Ready?
I mean, I've said it. Education is hard. It's gotten obviously hard, or it feels like it's gotten harder recently. And I think we just need to get back to a time when we can have discussions and see the best in one another and look for those opportunities to collaborate. Because again, at the end of the day, it's not about us as the adults. It's about our students. And so I just want to see us back to that point. And I think at least here, not only at Greyhawk, but in Bacer Linwood and Tonganoxie, that's what we're working towards and we're getting there. So I'm just really proud to be a part of our district.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. Today started out as a very Monday-ish Thursday. And I tell you what, I
Yes.
feel so uplifted right now. And
Me
I
too.
just,
Me too.
Dustin, thank you so much for bringing back that, or at least to my brain this morning, That focus is on kids, and for providing that leadership in your building and in our districts. We appreciate you so much, and thank you for agreeing to come today and talk and laugh with us. We love that. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. I guess we'll see you later.
All right. Have a great
Bye.
morning.
Thanks, everybody.